What would you think of a man who bought a train ticket but continued walking to his destination? Pretty silly, huh? Well, that actually happened many years ago in the golden age of train travel. There was a poor immigrant found trudging along a forested section of tracks in New Jersey. On his back, he carried a huge pack, and as he trudged on, worn and weary, he looked a lot like the main character from Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. Eventually, he passed a station where an agent ordered him off the track, reminding him that he was likely to be arrested for trespassing. The man bowed his head, reached into his pocket, and pulled out a railroad ticket good for passage from Jersey City to Scranton. The agent looked at him in amazement and asked why he was walking when he had a ticket to ride. The immigrant replied that he thought the ticket only gave him permission to walk along the tracks. His right was explained to him, and the tired but excited man boarded the first train headed for Scranton. Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen, for by it the men of old gained approval. This man had a ticket that entitled him to blessings beyond his imagination. He trudged on carrying his burdens, when all along he could have dropped his heavy pack and ridden on by the power of the train. Surely there is a great cloud of witnesses in heaven who look with amazement at the thousands who trudge along, anxious and burdened, carrying life's burdens without God's help or the hope of Christ. Why is it that so many hear the gospel and may even purchase their tickets, so to speak, by faith, but insist on carrying their own packs as they walk through life? Lay down your burdens and get on God's train of grace.